9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Discussing everything about the afterlife and spirit world.
Hey, 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 everybody, and welcome to Tipperary for another episode of Life After Life with me, Sandy Byrne. And today on the podcast, I have a special guest all the way from the United States, and her name is Vondi Lozano. Welcome to Life After Life, Vondi. So, Vondi,
thank you, Sandy.
You're very welcome. Vondi is, she was a psychology professor. She's also a licensed marriage and family therapist. So, you know, in the past, she's worked with people who have been dealing with grief and helping people to understand how their current issues relate to earlier life events. But since then, Vondi has moved into the holistic realm and working with hypnosis and life between life hypnosis. Is that right, Vondi? Did I get you right? Do you have anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, thank you. First of all, thank you for having me on the show, Sandy. It's really fun to be here. And as I said before, I'm a little nervous, but very excited. And yes, I've been a talk therapist for years and years. And this is part of my story. When I lost my dog, I actually went to see a medium, even did a little bit of mediumship training. And I wasn't a gifted medium, and I know, I'm trying to think how you word it. You don't call it a gift, you call it an ability.
An ability, that's right, yes.
Ability. But let's just say I was doing okay, but at the end of one of the classes, the last class actually, someone told me about hypnosis, life between lives hypnosis with Michael Newton. They said, since you do hypnosis as a talk therapist, you probably know about this, and I didn't. And it was a way to access the afterlife. And I knew that I was pretty good at hypnosis. And so I started reading all of his books. And then this is now what I'm focusing on, is the life between lives hypnosis. Yes.
Wow. I love it. And, you know, I read that about you, that you lost your dog. And I really connected with that because I lost my dog just before there. It was about October, November. I'm terrible. I don't even remember. It was the end of October 2020, in the middle of lockdown. We lost one of our doggies, and we have another dog who has cancer at the moment. So it's such, like, they're family members, and we see them more often than we see a lot of our family members. You know,
exactly. So really,
but you also lost your mom, and you'd been looking after your mom for a while. And I resonated with what you said, because so many people connect with that side of themselves once they've experienced a loss of someone close, don't they? And I love that you've done some mediumship connection. And let me say to you, yes, I do call it an ability. And I know you say to me, I'm not gifted. Everybody has the ability to connect with spirit, okay? It really is just practice and time. That's all it is. So please, please do stick with it. Now, I am so interested to find out about the life between life, because it's very different to past life regression hypnosis. Could you explain it a little bit to us?
Sure. Yes, it's and it's funny because when I did my hypnosis training and they taught us about past life hypnosis, I wasn't that interested. I was like, okay, you know what? And today we use past life hypnosis as part of life between lives. But initially, I thought, well, you know, what does it matter what I was in the past? I wasn't really drawn, say. And then when I learned about Michael Newton's life between lives hypnosis, and I talk with my hands, which I'll try not to too much because I'll bump into the microphone. But if you see me doing that, that's what's going on. But basically, in past life hypnosis, traditionally the way we've thought about it is you go to a previous life to find out something that may be bothering you today. Yes. In life between lives hypnosis, it goes a little step beyond in that you understand that it's not just past life to past life to past life. We all know, you know, as a medium, we have this whole life on the other side. So in between each past life, you go to the time in between lives. So the way it works is we do a past life session, the first session, and then the second session, we do a past life, but we do your immediate past life. So the life right before the Sandy life.
Okay.
And then the bulk of the session in the second life between life session is between what happened between the last life when you were, you know, Joe on the prairie as a settler. I'm using that in America, that we have a lot of that.
Sure.
In between that life and who you are today, and basically what happens in heaven, if you want to use those words, like all the things that transpire in between. So it's not just how did my last life affect me today, like people mm-hmm. talk about karma, because in between lives, there's a whole lot of things happening, which I can say a little bit more about. But it's basically yeah. what happens in between each life and before you become you in this life.
I love that. And, you know, as a medium, I'm always connecting with people in there. But I never thought about regressing to find out what I did when I was there. Gosh, that's so interesting. What do we do? I have to ask you, what, generally, kind of what happens? What do you see as happening?
What happens over there? Yeah. Well, and Michael Newton, who was the founder, wrote Journey of Souls. He basically, I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with Brian Weiss and past life regression. And sort of like Brian Weiss stumbled on past life regression when he asked a woman to go to the source of her anxiety and she went to a previous life. Wow. The same thing happened with Michael Newton. He stumbled on it by accident as he asked a woman to go to the source of her very, very deep loneliness. And she didn't go to a previous life. This is under hypnosis. She went to the time in between lives. And one of the places that people go is their soul group, their soul family, their mm-hmm. family of souls that they incarnate with over and over. But in this life, you're my friend. In my last life, you were my sister. So we change up roles depending on what we want to learn. And she discovered that no one had incarnated with her in this life. And that was the source of her deep loneliness.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know. It still gives me goosebumps. 100%. And so he went on then to do, oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, sorry. I didn't mean to cut across you, Vandy. There's a slight delay just for the listeners because Vandy's in yeah. the United States. What part of the States are you in, Vandy?
California, Southern California.
Oh, so you're mm-hmm. in the complete other coast.
I'm as far away from you in the States as we could practically get.
So what I was just wanted to clarify for the listeners is that we spoke in the past a little bit about soul groups. So basically the idea is, and Vandy would have come across this a lot in what she does, is that we're every time we come back to this life, we come back with the same soul group, but not exactly in the mm-hmm. same role. So exactly as Vandy said, right. you might be my friend in this life, but in a past life, you might have been my sister or my mother or my aunt or even my dad. You know, you don't have to be the same mm-hmm. gender in this lifetime. So they're the mm-hmm. soul group. And every time we go back to the spirit world, you know, we discuss what we've been through in this life with our soul group. And we discuss with them whether or not we should come back through reincarnation. But I wasn't aware, and I love that I'm hearing this from you now, Vandy, I wasn't aware that it's possible to come back and not have any of them with you. How does that happen?
Yeah. Yeah, well, we decide, you know, what is the purpose for this life? And it might be that you decide, well, in this life, I'm going to work on independence. Mm-hmm. Or in this life, I'm trying to think what would be another reason. But I just have seen it where I haven't seen it personally. When I've worked with people, we go to their soul group and those people are in this life to some degree. Sure. But in Michael Newton's cases, because he did like 7,000 of these sessions and didn't see anybody else because he wanted to sort of map out what was going on and he didn't want anybody to talk to anybody. So anyway, he wrote Journey of Souls. And in that, he shares that sometimes people separate and go, like you can have a soulmate, as we know, mm-hmm. that you incarnate with over and over, oftentimes romantically, but sometimes it might be as a best friend or somebody very close to you. But sometimes we choose to work on things separately. So that's when you would come in without the rest of your group.
Yes, because of course, it's part of what you need to experience in order to develop spiritually. So there's something she mm-hmm. needed to go through on her own. That's so right. interesting. I get it now. Mm. Wow. So I suppose the biggest part, I don't know, I'm asking you really, is that during this session, during this process, they discover why they came back. It's people come to discover why they're here and what their life journey is about. Is right. that right?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, that's the biggest reason people do the sessions. Like, what is my purpose? Am I on track? If they have questions about sort of the direction for their life. But one of the places, there's initially Michael Newton found there was several stations like that people went to, like a handful, like a place of healing. So we don't just bring baggage from each life to the next, because we go to a place of healing in between. And sometimes people's soul group is their place of healing. Sometimes it's a waterfall or a crystal bath or something. But he found these, that people went to these basic places. So it was, the main ones would be the soul group. They meet up with their spirit guide, their guide who's been with them since their soul was created. So I always say, you were your spirit guide's graduation present. Guide may be incarnated before, but they're no longer incarnating. And now they are given the gift of you to go through and watch over you through all your lives. So people meet their spirit guide usually when they cross over. More advanced souls just go right into the stage, different stations, but most people meet their spirit guide when they cross over. And then their council or some version of wise elders is often a place people go. And that's where we get to ask people's questions, like, why am I here? How am I doing? Should I be doing this, that, or the other? And then the place that I was the most interested in was the place of life body selection, where they get to see what were the other options available and why did they choose this one. So yes, and that's where we get to see. I know.
I'm saying to people, we should do a session. I'm really 5'10" with lovely blonde hair, you know? Yes. Oh wow, yes. I'm definitely going to have to do a session. I love that. I didn't realize, sorry, this is, I'm just learning so much here, guys. I'm so excited, because
I know, well, I'm trying to answer your exact question because I want to tell you like 10 things all at once.
I beg your pardon, go on. I didn't mean to cut across you. Go.
No, I just know it's more fun for people listening if we're going back and forth than if I'm just talking.
No, you're absolutely fine. So I love that, so you can go back over the choices that you made. But in my experience, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but in my experience, all of these choices that you made were made with your soul group and your spirit guides.
That hasn't been what I've seen. That's part of it. So oftentimes it's with your soul group and oftentimes it's with your spirit guide, but it's mostly, my impression is the council that sort of oversees, because they oversee all your lives. And when we go to the council, that's when we ask, how does this life fit with the other lives? Like, what are they working on big picture? Like, we know, we'll find out whether you're working on in this life, but we'll also find out, you know, maybe you're working on compassion, or, and so there's a lot of suffering and in the previous lives there was as well, because they're sort of taking on these harder and harder lessons. So my impression is the council, the spirit guide, the soul group, but actually the other thing too is there's workers at the place of life body selection. And they're sort of putting up different pictures on the screen. What about this one? What about this one? What about this one? And the soul chooses. But one of the questions we ask is, was there a leading candidate and did you go with that or not? So your spirit guide or your counsel may be sort of nudging you one way, but you may say, yeah, nah, I'm not up for that. I want this one, you know?
My mother would.
I know, it's wild, this. Huh?
Yeah, no, because I'm laughing because I'm thinking
it's kind of mind blowing.
And Irish people will really resonate with what I'm saying, because all my life I've been told in my family that I have the Caton ankles or the Caton legs. So
wait, you have the what?
The Caton legs. Okay, so Keating would be my family's name, but in Ireland we pronounce it Caton. And that was my grandmother's family. And they all had what we would call cankles. Okay. So very thick ankles. It's like there's no differentiation between your calves and your ankles. Uh-huh. And so I've always given out to her for her family giving me my cankles, you know. But now she's going to tell me that I've chosen them. So that kind of gets her off the hook genetically, doesn't it? I must have needed that in this life. I joke a little bit because I know my mother will find that hilarious. But it makes sense to me when we talk spiritually, you know, about it, because, you know, not everybody can be really good looking. Not everybody can be really tall. And, you know, I may have, you know, experienced some of that in a previous life. And I needed to see the flip side of it. You know, perhaps I bullied somebody with red hair when I was in a previous life.
Yeah, well, and actually, I want to be careful how I say this, but somebody who the younger souls are more interested in having the pretty body and the fame and the fortune. And the more advanced souls are the, Michael Newton said, you know, anybody who's a minority is a more advanced soul. Anybody who is suffering is a more advanced soul. I've not to get too into some darkness, but I've recently, for some reason, had a lot of advanced souls coming to me, and there's their past lives are, I've had several in the Holocaust, and those ones signed up for the heavy duty lessons, heavy duty. So the more advanced soul is going to have a rougher life because they're taking on the more challenging lessons, and may look a little, we may look a little more interesting as opposed to someone who said, my only goal for this life is beautiful, you know? And that's not a bad thing. There's no judgment of higher advanced souls. I shouldn't even say higher, more advanced souls and younger souls. There's no judgment. It's just, they're just at different places of what they're learning.
Yes. It's very true. I'm definitely choosing the taller, slimmer body the next time I come back.
I may have before.
I think, you know, listening to you talk, I could listen to you all day, but listening to you talk about the Council of Elders and stuff, I can see now that we're on the same wavelength, because the way I describe it is that we have a team of spirit guides,
yes,
which I guess is what you're calling the council. And then we have the one council, communicator that works between.
Yeah, and that's your spirit guide. Yeah.
And that's what you're calling your guide. So we are on the same wavelength. Yeah. I get that. I love it. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Another thing that I read that you said in the past is that we're first welcomed home by our spirit guide. Okay. Now, as I'm just giving a different side of what I've experienced from connecting with people, is that they have all been welcomed by someone they know, because someone familiar to them that's not going to scare them. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to ask you about this. I think, you know, we'll all know the right answer at some point. But I'm just wondering, in what you're saying, do you mean that it's the first person that greets them, or it's the spirit guide is the person that takes care of them?
Usually the spirit guide is the first person that greets them. I've only a handful of times had a loved one be the person who greets them. So, really? And again, the more advanced souls skip the spirit guide and will often go straight to their soul group or somewhere else. But typically in the sessions we do, and again, these aren't people, how do I want to say it? These are people going back to a past life and then crossing over. When we actually cross over in real life, maybe it's different. But this is just what we've observed when people are telling the story.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, and that said, I suppose, you know, you could say that maybe that people that are coming to me for readings, that some of them would be very spiritual and therefore perhaps they are from a more mature soul group, you know, because there's a lot of people that don't, you know, they don't believe in it or they don't get involved in it. And, you know, perhaps they're the younger generation, shall we say.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there you go. That's a nice way of saying it.
It is the younger generation. We're ready to hand over. So we're reunited, and then we have a reunion with our soul group, okay? And then we go before the Council of Wise Elders. So when you're talking about going before the council, is this what we talk about where we review our life?
You know, it's funny because I haven't had a lot of people do what we would call a traditional life review, but I think that's the closest to it. And it's, but it's not what we think of. Like, to me, the life review always makes me nervous. Like, I'm going to go and they're going to tell me all the times I did anything wrong, you know. But it's, at least with the council, it's more of, it's people have a feeling of love and awe. So it's, their spirit guide is sort of like a big brother. The council is a little more, a step above. Like, often they'll even be sitting or standing a little bit higher than them. Mm-hmm. And, but it is, you know, we'll ask, you know, how did they, you know, how do they feel about their progress overall? They review the previous life with their spirit guide when they cross over. But the council is more the big picture. How does the council feel they're progressing? What are they working on as a soul overall? What does the council want them to work on in this life? And if we haven't already found out, we'll ask, what is the purpose of this life? What are they here for? So it is a life review, but it's a lot more than that. It's the whole soul review of kind of all the lives and the trajectory and where they're headed and what they're working on.
Mm-hmm. And I think
it's kind of fun because people...
Sorry, go on.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and I think that they are two separate things, you know, where you go through with your counsel. My husband often talks about it, you know, when he was younger, before we were married, he had a very bad motorcycle accident, and they thought that maybe, you know, he wouldn't survive it. And he often talks about seeing his life kind of flash before his eyes,
right,
and even seeing right. his granddad, who had died when he was a young boy, his mother's father. And he saw all of this, you know, and he said it was just in those few seconds while he was flying through the air, because a car came out and hit his motorcycle, and he went through the air and landed on the ground. And, you know, he said it was really like it happened in slow motion. So I think seeing, you know, the high points or different things from life is very different to what you're talking about going through it with the council. I think that's very, very important, because, you know, have we ticked all the boxes? Because we set ourselves an agenda when we come back here, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we
can do. You share with us now, I'm not going to ask you to break any client confidentiality, but I'd love to hear if there's any story as to, you know, any client that really got some life benefit from the sessions. Is that possible?
Yeah. And I let people know when they come, you know, that I do share on podcasts very generally. I don't share about like their, I don't like say this was Susie and, you know, this from here. And then some people have actually given me permission to share in a lot more detail. So yeah, people usually feel transformed, like they like, wow, now I know why I'm here and what this is about. And I'm trying to think of one in particular. I have a friend, and she's comfortable with me sharing in quite a bit of detail. And she asked her, some of her questions are, am I on the right track? Mm-hmm. Am I doing what I should be doing with her career and some other things? And I always love this. When she went to her council, one of the council was a woman. The council is usually like 8 or 12 beings. And she said the council woman got right up in her face. So she's telling me, it's different than a medium where you're telling them what you're seeing. She's narrating back to me what she's seeing.
Okay.
So I do the hypnosis to help her relax.
She's hypnotized. Yes.
And then she's telling me what the movie's playing. And so she said the councilwoman got right up in her face and said, go bigger. You've got this. Stop playing small. And they said, you know, basically that was something she was working on in the previous lives, mm-hmm. was kind of not dimming her light. And in the last life, her name was Janice. And she was a smoking, drinking songwriter in the 70s. And in America, we have a smoking, drinking songwriter in the 70s who was named Janice, 60s and 70s.
Janice Joplin.
I don't know if that was her.
Mm-hmm. Janice Joplin. Yeah.
But she died. And basically, when she passed over, it's usually very loving. And it was loving. But they said, basically, she didn't reach her potential. She kind of didn't let herself shine like she could have. So this message was, let yourself shine, go bigger. They just kept saying, go bigger, go bigger. And she's an actor, and she just got a part in a new show, and it's all very exciting. I know, I'm hoping she'll come on my little live stream, but the show, we're not sure yet how, if it's a pilot. They're doing a pilot, but we don't know exactly all that's going to happen with that. But anyway, for her, they were like, go bigger, go bigger. And just encouraging her to step into her dreams, kind of step into her power a little bit and shine.
And like, in your opinion, because obviously she's a friend, you knew her, was she holding herself back before the session?
Maybe, but I think we all kind of do. I even do, you know, just that fear of just being all that you can be. I love that Marianne Williamson quote. Do you know Marianne Williamson in Ireland?
No, I don't. Well,
she's a spiritual. Well, she's an inspirational speaker here. She even ran for president. She was one of the people that was a candidate a while back. Okay. But anyway, she has this quote that I used to have in my email signature, but it says, "Who?" Something like, we think, who am I to be like, you know, trying to do the whatever this important thing is? And then she says, who are you not to be? You're a child of God, and you're holding your, I'm not paraphrasing very well, but you holding yourself down doesn't do anyone any good. You shining inspires other people to let their light shine. So I feel like that's something that I struggle with. And I think, yes. So back to my friend, I think she was afraid to sort of step into what she really wanted to be and do.
But she did afterwards because of the encouragement that she got. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I love that. So really, it can help us. So I want to say to people, I mean, I could talk to you all day, but I know people probably wouldn't listen to me all day. But one last question that I will ask you, because I want to put people's mind at rest. Okay. Will you meet your doggy in heaven? Will you meet him when he comes over?
Yes. I have goosebumps on this question. Yes. So when I had another friend who, when I was training, I did sessions on all my friends. My friend who, he had lost his dog and was like me. So one of those people who was just devastated, like me and you, you know? Yeah. And so he asked about his animals when we did his session. And their answer was, there are souls just like we are. There are souls just like we are.
Yeah.
So exactly. In Michael Newton's book, he said, the animals are in one place in heaven and we're over here. And if they want to, they can come and be with us. But when in the sessions I've done, the answer was their souls just like we are. So yes, I think we will.
That's exactly the way I see it as well. I love that. And I you know, the way I've seen it as well is that, you know, that the animals, because in the same way that they are comforting to us in this life, they are also comforting to us in the next life. You know, mm-hmm. I love the fact that I'm going to be reunited with my family members, my soul group, all that. But I have so many pets over there that we talk about them on a regular basis here in the house as if they were still with us, you know, so I can't wait to meet them again. Okay, so look, I have all of Vandi's links. I'm going to put them in the description box below to your website. Now, people can go to your website and book a free discovery call with you. Is that right, Vandi?
Yes, absolutely. So, I would love to chat with them.
Absolutely. So just to find out if maybe what they're going through, if this can be resolved, you know, and if it's suitable for them. So I will put the link below. It's lifebetweenliveshypnosis.com. So I will put that link below. Please feel free to go and book some time with Vandi. I also have her social media links. And Vandi's mentioned several times Michael Newton's book. So I will also put the details of that in the description box below. Okay, Vandi, thank you so much for coming and discussing this with us. It's a whole other area, isn't it? There's so many, people don't realize that there's so many like levels to this. Like, I'm just a medium, you know, but then there's the life between lives, there's the past life regression, the past life retrieval. You know, there's so many different things, the dream interpretation. Every modality is separate, and nobody can be jack of all trades. So go to a master, go to somebody that's able to do what you're looking for. And Vandi is definitely a master in this area. So thank you for enlightening us all, Vandi. And we look forward maybe to reconnecting with you in a future episode of Life After Life.
Well, I would love to. I feel like we could talk for hours, Sandy. So thank you for having 100%. Me on the show.
No problem at all. Thank you, Vandi. I love that conversation. I could have spoken to Vandi all day. I mean, I never really thought about it, I have to be honest. I've looked into past life regression and past life retrieval quite a bit. But actually talking about that time that you spent in the spirit world between your earthly lives, I never thought about it. So this is a whole new concept for me, and I'm definitely going to be booking a session with Vandi myself very, very soon. So thanks for listening, folks. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're looking for more content, if you want to interact with me more, get some exclusive content and join in live reading sessions, please do consider subscribing to my Patreon. So it's patreon.com/lifeafterlife with Sandy Byrne. The links are in the description box attached to this video, and all of Vandi's links to her website and how you can book a session with her, that's all included below as well.
So again, if you want access to my Patreon, and we have our own personal Discord channel as well. So it's patreon.com/lifeafterlife with Sandy Byrne. And I'd love to see you on the inside. But for now, I'll let you go, and I look forward to talking to you in the next episode of Life After Life. So until then, take care and stay safe.
Discussing everything about the